Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Here come the best of speed jokes now. Thanks for sending them to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. Our jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number one. Hey, John Williams, this was an announcement I heard over the PA at Dick's Sporting Goods on Saturday. Assistance needed in soccer department. We've got a customer by the balls. Joke of the week number two. My wife and I were having an argument at a local restaurant. A friend came up to our table, grabbed our French fries and two cups of coleslaw and left.
That's weird. What'd you say?
I said, I wish you'd stop taking sides. Joke of the week number three. I do 100 push-ups every day, Kevin, and if I miss a day, I add 10 more. It's been a real game changer.
Yeah, so how many are you doing today?
8,364,000. Who saw that coming? Here's joke of the week number four. My neighbors were listening to some pretty cool music last night until they asked me to turn it down. You get it? Here's joke of the week number five. Hey, Andy, my furniture goes back to Louis the 14th.
That's impressive.
If I don't pay Louis by the 13th. We saw that one coming. Here's joke of the week number six. Cops busted up an illegal cow party Saturday night. They kicked in the door and shouted, police, nobody move. I do like that joke. All right, here's number seven. I told my dad I lost my dog, and he said I should look harder, so I shaved my head and got some tattoos, got a leather jacket.
Still can't find the dog?
Still can't find the dog. Still can't find the dog. Here's number eight. My urologist said I'm drinking too much, and I said, why would you say that? And he said, because there's an olive in your sample. Don't you hate it when that happens? Number nine. My sister visited an oyster farm this weekend.
Did she have a good time?
She said it shucked. Joke of the week number 10. Hey, Andy, how many Cub fans does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
10. One to screw it in, and nine to reminisce about Kerry Woods, 1998. 20 strikeout game. We could do a Bears joke like that.
Yep.
We could do a Bears joke like that. Here's number 11. Andy, what did the cops say when he raided the cow party?
Well, they kicked in the door and they yelled, police, nobody moo. You told us that yesterday.
Okay, I got another one for you. What did the cow coach say to the other cows?
I don't know.
Now get out there and give me 2%. I like that one too. Here's number 12. I got a soccer joke.
Okay.
How many soccer players does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know.
I don't either, but it'd go a lot better if they could use their hands. Joke of the week number 13. Andy, it was kind of cool last night.
Yeah, I noticed.
I wasn't sure if I should wear a scarf or a duck weigh.
What's a duck weigh?
About 7 pounds. Come on, Andy.
Should have known better.
One more. Andy, quick, give me the formula for nitrous oxide.
No.
Steve Alexander. What was the joke of the week?
Get out there and give me 2%.
Andy says...
Yeah, I like the cow jokes. If we could combine them, it'd be great, but 2% is the best of the two.
You agree with that, Lauren Lapkin?
I do not. I say nobody moo.
Nobody moo. The cow jokes are killing it.
Yep.
I'll go ahead with a drop and give me 2%. Pete says...
Nobody moo.
Thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WG. Steve, can you weave those into an upcoming episode of The Business of Food?
Yes, I will.